Okay, Hilchos Purim. There are four or six mitzvahs throughout Purim. There's the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, Shleich Manis, Matan Sev Yainim, Sudas Purim, and then there's Al Hanisim and Kriyas HaTorah. So, the basic setup of this year we discussed in the previous year. Now I want to go into some din that are negeya to each mitzvah as much as we can during the time that we have. Mikra Megillah. There's a chiv to read the Megillah at night and then again in the morning. That's the zman of Mikra Megillah. And each one has its zman from nates until the end of the day. If one read from Allah Sashacha, they're ready, they're yoitza. But we try to read from Nates. There's a discussion whether the mitzvah Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. And if it's Divrei Kabbalah, is it like, does it have a din like a deraisa? Like some Rishonim say? And some Rishonim seem to say that it has a din of a drabana. Many Paiskim split it, and they refer to the Kriya of the night as drabanan, and the Kriya in the morning, deraisa. A nafkmina would be in a case of suffix, because we find in other places in halacha that when it comes to a suffix of a divrei kabbalah with machmir, but by a suffix drabbanan with mekel. So if someone's misupik, if when a suffix that comes up at the kriya at night will be more mekel than a suffix by the kriya in the morning. If you take a look in Simin Tav Reish Sadi Vav Siv Zayin, the mechabes says yesh mishayma. Sha'avel chayv l'shleich. I'm sorry, I read the one halacha. Zayin. Yesh mi sha'ayme sha'oinin muta bebasa v'yayin. Now, oinin is someone who, Rachman's son, a karav that he would have, they has to sit avelis for, passed away. And he has a din of oinin who's pata from mitzvahs until the kvura. Now, oinin is asa to eat basa and yayin. A oval is muta bebasa v'yayin. Actually, yayin was created for a oval, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, in order to take the pain down a little. But oinin is asa bebasa v'yayin. Says the Mechaber, yesh mi sha'ime, sha'oinin muta bebasa v'yayin. To lay asi ase de yachid avelos, v'dachi ase de rabbanan de oraisa, the smaych v'purim. The Divrei Kabbalah Ninu Shem Kedivrei Torah. Over here we're talking about Simchas Purim. Before we were talking about Mikra Megillah. Over here we're talking about Simchas Purim. The Mechaber says that the mitzvah of Simchas Purim is Divrei Kabbalah Shehem Kedivrei Torah, which is the Lashon Rishonim, and therefore it's Daicha the Isra of Basa V'Yayin to Ainin. The Ramah says Hagot V'Koshken Shechay B'Mikra Megillah V'Tfila V'Kri Yishma. Nearly the davke belayla af bishmeisim mitalfara abiyem shreitz lekari. We find that's another halacha. So here we see the chaimer of the mitzvahs of Purim that has the din of divrei kabbalah. There's an interesting shita of Amram brought down the Hagos Maimnes at the end of Hilchos Megillah, where Rav Amram said over there that you don't start to say Al HaNisim until they read the Megillah. I mean, the night of Purim, you don't say Al HaNisim yet. After they read the Megillah, that's when we can start saying Al HaNisim. And benching, Shemoneh Esrei. The Mikra Megillah is what brings in the day of the Yontav of Purim. Halachal Ma'aseh, we don't paskin like that. But you see the idea that the Kriya is a very important part of Purim. The Gemara tells us in the Halacha in Sif Beis, in Simtov Resh Beis Zayin Sif Beis, Mevatlin Tam Torah L'Shmei Mikra Megillah. We Mevatlin Tam Torah Mekol Shekein other mitzvahs in order to read the Megillah. She'en L'cha Dove She'nidcha Mikra Megillah Mipanav Chutz Mimesh Mitzvah She'en L'Kaifrim. Only a Meis Mitzvah will be Decha Mikra Megillah. But Mikra Megillah, when Vata Tam Torah for Mikra Megillah, there's a specific din Indian of Rav Am Hadras Melech over here to go to the Beis HaKnesses where there's more people, which is more of a Pirsum of a Ness. You have a similar halacha by tefillah also. There's a din of Rav Am Hadas Melech. Over there in Hilchos Tefillah, it's brought down that if one has a makom kavua, and the same thing over here also, if one has a makom kavua, so then even if his basic nesis is the lesser place with less people, you daven in your makom kavua. The Gemara talks about the chashivas of a makom kavua. But if one does not have a makom kavua, so you go to the place where there's more people. That's Siman Tov Resh Pei Zayin. In Siman Tov Resh Sadi, Zvaita talks about the dinim of Kriyas Megillah. Now, if one speaks during Kriyas Megillah, what happens if someone says something? He says to the person next to him, maybe don't make so much noise. He tells the child to quiet. He speaks during Kriyas Megillah. So the halacha is that the halacha over here is that in two places it's brought down. So why am I not finding? Oh, I know. So in Siman, sorry. So in Siman, in Sif Hay, look at Sif Hay here. It says, Kara Seirugin, Ayin Shepasak Bavishah. You read and you stopped. Va'achaka Chazal Makam Shepasak, and then you returned to the place where you left off. Afilu Shah Kedei Ligmes Kula. Right? Even if you waited the time that it takes to finish up the whole Kriyas Megillah, which in other areas of halacha this may make a difference, over here Yatza. So I stopped the middle, and I waited, and then I continued. I'm Yatza. Haga, vafilu sach bentayim. Even if you spoke in middle, you're still Yatza. Miu go'arim b'misha sach bentayim. However, we scream. We tell the person who speaks to keep quiet. Kidlikaman, simitafrei, sadi beis, sif beis. Now, what's the reason why garimba? Because the ma'aseh we made a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and you shouldn't be mafsik in between. We take a look at simitafrei, sadi beis, sif beis. Ein la suach ba'oid shekarnesa. Don't speak while they're reading it. But why not? Says the Mishnah Bura, because while you're speaking, you're going to miss hearing words, and you need to hear the whole Megillah. So the speaking itself is not the problem. The problem is that you're going to miss hearing the Megillah. So therefore, if one spoke, as long as he heard the entire Megillah, then read the words that he missed, catch up to the Chazan, that's fine. The halacha is that if someone hears most of the Megillah from the Kriya, from the Chazan, most of the Kriya, so then you're Yaitza. Because you can't read the whole thing from a Chumash, but as long as you heard most of the Kriya from the Chazan, you're Yaitza. You have to keep in mind, someone who has a Kosher Megillah, that he knows the words. Because there are certain words, even though the halacha is a medaktik in b'ta'useha, and not so medaktik on mistakes, but if the mistake is going to change the meaning from past tense to future, or from present to future or past, that's a problem. And there are a list of words in the Megillah which is very easy to confuse. Oiver and avar are different words. So if someone has a kosher Megillah in front of them, and they're going to need to read along themselves to catch up, to make sure you know the words. Then you know, so that may be a milah for someone to have a regular chumash than a Megillah on klaf, if one doesn't know the words. So I always say over every year the story about the lady who came to shul. Remember it? The lady who comes to shul with her baby, and the baby starts to cry, and she's kind enough not to stay there with the baby crying. She leaves, so she doesn't disturb everyone else. She goes home, and she calls her mother. She was with her mother, preparing the food for the night. They're going to have a mix of suda. And her husband comes home and says, "Nu, how was Kriyas Megillah?" She says, "Until Perek Zayin was great, but the baby starts to cry, and I had to leave." She says, "What? You need to," he says, "let's call the Rav." And the Rav says, "You got to read over the whole Megillah." She has to go back to hear the whole thing. But the real answer is, maybe this year it's different because it's Shleim Zmana, right? The rate. But the real answer is that she doesn't have to. She can stay home, take out a chumash, and just finish off the last three prakim. She heard most of Megillah from a chazan, from the chazan. She spoke in middle, but we said it's not ma'akif, yiyatza. She waited in the middle, k'dei ligmas kula, we said yiyatza. So she could just read the rest from a chumash. Someone goes out to the bathroom, comes back quickly. Also, you can catch up those words. Yes.
Are you not a talk with
Chatzchila? No, that's what we saw. Oh, so that's a good question. So there's a second svar. Right, so there's a second svar over here that you should not, because the Maisim made a bracha on it, so the Chatzchila wants the bracha to go on the whole mitzvah. So therefore, the Chatzchila should not. But if you did speak by Haman when you're making your funny sounds, then you're Yitzah. Okay?
Is shouting and cheering and stuff like that, is that like
depends. If you're just making noises, maybe not. But if you're saying things or in a way that it means something, then it's a good chance, yes. But it could be over there. It's also the Tzarech. Okay. The item should know that in Sif Yud Beis it says Akara Misnamnim. Someone who read and they dozed off. Hayovle near Dambishina, since he didn't get into a sleep, Yatza. Avalim Shamam Misnamnim La Yatza. Meaning, if you're reading it when you're dozing off, that's fine. But if you're listening while you're dozing off, then you're not Yatza. So this year, the other has to be very careful. Because if you're staying up Thursday night and then you're hearing Kriyas Megillah in the morning, it's not like Shavuos where it's a short haftarah and it's about Maisim Merkava. So you can go into the Maisim Merkava over here. You have to talk it here. Okay. So be careful about that. So that 8 o'clock minyan, I was surprised only three people signed. Okay, one has to be, I have kavanah to be yaitza and to be maitzi. There was another point as I was reading this. I meant to say, karmas namne hoyavle near the mishima. Oh, yeah, one more important point and then we'll move on to the next mitzvah. Reb Shlaim Zalman used to say, how much does a person have to hear it in order to be yaitza? So he used to say like this, there are different levels. There's a level where during the Kriyas Megillah someone's totally in a different world. He's mamish in the ballpark. That's where his mind is. And ad kere kach, that when you tap him on the shoulder, he's like, whoa, where am I? I'm in the basement. That's not going to work. Then there's a darga where you know you're here. The words are going in. You're hearing the words. You might have a thought here, a thought there at the same time, but you're hearing the words. That's fine. A third dagger would be to follow along with your finger, to move along, and this is the best etzah. Follow along with your finger. See, even if your mind does wander off a little bit, his custom or something like that, you're still following along and you're hearing the words. He used to say, someone who could hear it and be mechaven to it, and that's half of a fella. That's mamash a big madrega. But again, the main thing is, after all the raid, the Rashman, all that, the main thing is the halacha says that you heard the words, and you knew you were in a Kriyas Megillah. You buy a Kriyas Megillah, hearing the words, and then if you have a suffix after that, so we said at night we can be much more makel. During the day also, if you know you followed along, so we get, we'll assume that you heard it and it's just nerves.
In the case where you're following along, you're paying attention, you're mishearing the words for
whatever
reason.
To catch up, right?
I'm saying, even though if you're paying attention, if you're technically hearing them, they're spacing out, that could be fine. But if you're paying attention, but you don't hear, but you don't physically hear the word, that's a problem.
Right. You need to hear the word. Right. That's right. That's a good point. Right. I'm Eiko. I think for a few reasons, you don't have to worry about it. Besides, even without those cheshbon, even
if
you should, I'm saying, I feel him dimtzalayma that is bismana and it's makar. I still think it's called basara, but that's okay. There's a real meaning of banging by Haman. It's the Ramah, everyone brings it down, just saying that that which we do less is also good, but keep in mind that there is such a minig. Okay, let's move on. By Berach Shachiyanu, during the day, you have Kavana for all the other mitzvahs also. Yeah. Okay. Matan Zev Yainim.
Is there any
to make a Shekhinah
on something else on Sunday?
I never heard that. We've heard a lot of new things this year, but that one I didn't hear that. Maybe. I didn't hear that. Matan Zev Yainim. No, it happens to be very interesting. I know we don't have time to talk now about the history of Purim HaSholosh, which we have very little information documented, which is interesting. The Ramban was here for one Purim HaSholosh, someone told me, but we don't have any Hanhagis or Ramban, how he was naig on Purim HaSholosh. And if you look at the Achraim that are handling it, it's the Maralbach, the Beis Yosef, the Prichaj, these were Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, and they didn't know what to do. You could see from their tshuvas, they were back and forth. Yeah, not like what happened? There was no Messiah. Very interesting. And the whole name Purim HaSholosh, the name, yeah, we find discussion about it in the Gemara and Mishnah, but the name Purim HaSholosh goes back to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld. He hung up a sign in the shul, say the Purim HaSholosh, the name Purim HaSholosh. I understand why it's called that, but it's just interesting that, but the ones that are handling it are the later Rabbanim 400 years ago that were Rabbanim here, and it looks like they didn't know what to do. Like, what happened between the Sugyas and Gemara to then? It's interesting. Okay. So anyways, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld has tshuvas on it. Matan Zev Yainim. Matan Zev Yainim, there's a chiyuv on each person. Tzimtav Reish Sadi Dalet. The chiyuv for each person to give matanis to Avyanim, which means at least two matanis to two aniyim. Mishmur says even an ani who's a Spanish man is stuck has to give it. The Bach says the reason is because Matan Zev Yainim Apurim is not a din stalker. It's not a din stalker. Ani who's mekabel stalker doesn't maybe part of him giving stalker. But over here it's a separate chiyuv. There's a mitzvah sayayim. There's a mitzvah of the day. Matan Zev Yainim. If one has only the opportunity to do Mushleich Manas or Matan Zev Yainim, the Prima Gadim is Mesopik, which one he should do. The Chavziyah says, Chavziyah talks about, others talk about it, but is there a Seder of how to do? Should you give Mushleich Manas first, Matan Zev Yainim first? Okay, this year we end up giving Matan Zev Yainim first, but the Pasi says Mushleich Manas first. Agabanim, there's the din of mitzvah matanzim. What's the shear? How much? The Shulchan Aruch has not brought down what the shear is. The Marsha, Masechet Megillah, Zayin on Beis, says that it's not enough to give a pruta. You have to give a matana chashuva. The Prima Gadol's Mesupik, how much is that? What's considered matana chashuva? The Mishnah Brura brings down the shame, the ritva, that the shear matana is a pruta from the ritva. and the stima sa mishnah brura that he doesn't bring any other shitas is mashma that a pruta would be enough. 8 agro, 10 agro, 50 agro, that's enough. That would be enough. The shari tshuva brings the share of gimel beitzim for each evyain, 3 beitzim from each evyain, which in one of the earliest from Mayade Yeshua, which it brings down an August from Rav Moshe, brings there, Rav Moshe said, $1 for each avyain. Then there's a third share, which is a matana chashuva, which is something that the ani will be excited about. If you give ani, so ani comes around collecting, and you give him, I think, 20 shekel, he'll be very happy. He'll come back to you again. He'll make sure to find you in the basement. 20 shekels, I think even 10 shekel. 10 shekel also. So we have 3 shitas over here. The minig is like the middle shita, which is a small su'uda. How much does it cost for a slice of bread with a yogurt? That's what it is. So it's between 5 and 10 shekel. You want to give a matana chashuva, so maybe 20 shekel for each ani. And of course, the more you give, the bigger the mitzvah. The Rambam writes, once you give for matan zavyeinim, more than they spend for the other mitzvahs. But the minimum, what?
Combined, or?
Again, you have to understand what the Rambam means. The Rambam, I don't think he's saying, if you're a more popular guy, you can be giving out a lot of mishlech maris. But the idea that he's trying to say is that don't spend your money on the mishlech maris and the suda, and forget the matan zavyeinim. Keep in mind, the matan zavyeinim is an important part of the mitzvah of the day. That's the amount. Bachrim sometimes have a hard time. They don't have their own money. But if they have some of their own money, they should give from their own money. If not, then I'm assuming their parents are allowing them to be mekayim with the minimum or whatever you think your parents would agree to. That's what you're mekayim with. The question is if they have to tell you about it or not. Could be. This year we give it this year we give it on Friday, right? Machzis a shekel is also minig. There's different minhagim when to do machzis a shekel. We're noig to come through here. Such as that. I don't want him to feel. So,
10 minutes
it starts. Yeah. So, machzis a shekel, the minig is this year everyone gives on Tainus Esti after Mincha before Ma'ariv. The minig is to give at least the pruta, or the general minig is 3 of the coins of the half coin of that place. So we had 3 half a shekels. Some hold that the whole din only starts on the age of 20. So if someone's not 20, they may not be chayvia, but if they start already, they should continue. We have the din of Eimei Daktikin B'Mos Purim El Komi Shepash Yadei Lita Naisen Lai. This year, the question is which day of the days is it? All the days, one of the days that we say Kol Pash Yadei. We'll see when the kids come around.
Do you have to give the kid like,
give them a candy, give them something?
Sometimes you get like a swarm of like 30 kids.
If you don't have money on you, don't have money on you. But if you have 10 agro, you have candy, give them candy.
So if you only have like shekels or 10 shekels,
it's time for change. What do you want to say? Okay, in Tavre Sadi Hey, Mitzvah Laharbis Vesuda Spur Vesuda Achas Yoitzim, the Rama brings down Taiv Luma Kodim Asuda. Taiv, it's a good idea to learn before the Suda. Sudas Purim is a very important part of the day because the nace took place with parties. So that's the Suda. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to be Sameach during the Suda. The Ramah brings down Gamba Laila Yismach V'yarbe Kitzas B'Suda. It's in you to have Kitzas Suda, Kitzas Simcha during the night of Purim. To be chayshish v'doshit is the held maybe you should have. There's a question if you there's a question if you need to have passed by the Suda. Somehow there's no din pass. It's a din of mishtav simcha. Party, eat what you enjoy. You don't have to wash. Not din of Suda that needs pass. Others hold you should have pass. Nafkmina is if you forget al nisim you have to repeat. And then there's a discussion about basa. The halacha we started off today with by the oinin. See that there's a specific inyan of having basa. Even though the Mechaba holds by Hilchus Yantif, that there's no din basar, Mishmur is machma for the Rambam. The Rambam held that there is a din basar. The Mechaba holds that the only din basar is the basar from the carbon shlamim, which we don't have nowadays. But when it comes to Purim, he brings down the inyan of basar. So there's the inyan of basar for sure. And if we take a look at the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Hamik Shela from the Netziv, it's very clear that the Netziv is Medayik, that the din of Basar and Yayin, Adullah Yoda, is a din in the Seuda. And the Netziv writes as follows. He says that the purpose is in order to, says, Yesh Inyim Miyuchad Kan Basuda Lahoydos Lahal Hashem Al Neis. The specific inyan by the Suda to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Neis. V'zohi ha'inyan lecho basa v'yayin. The Dvarim Eilu mevim lidei simcha l'hoides la'Hashem Yisbarach mitoich simcha v'tov leivov. Olufi zeh says that the inyan of Adol Yoda is a chedek of the Suda's Purim. Because it's all a'echa timsa l'hoides through the Suda. And that's why it's medayik in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. I bring this din in the Hilchus Suda's Purim. Just as a ha'ara, the Taz is very bothered. How can we get carried away on Purim? Pasuk says, "Azimal is schayk pinu." Seems like there's us when Mashiach will come. That's when we can have schayk pinu. But to get involved in schayk pinu nowadays is usher. And therefore, he asks, "How can we get high on Purim?" So there's a tzurtzim to be matter, but it's only had to for Purim. Okay. And if he's it, mitach the suda. Then we have the mitzvah of mishloach manis, and mishloach manis, which is called amar b'lishloach l'reyim meshuvach. It's enforced for different reasons, either because that everyone should have what they need for the Suda, or the Sefer Manus Levi writes, which is Rishlam Alkvitz, in order to be Mava Ava Vereos. He wrote a beautiful Pirush on Megillas Esther, and he actually gave it to Shver for Shleich Manus the first year. Two minim doesn't have to be two different brachas, and it should be something which is, there's no shear how much, but it should look like a portion. The meaning of getting dressed up. Anyone thinks that they'll be able to be mazik and get away with it, Bez is not going to accept it, so don't try it. What? What's on Tanya Zesta? Oh, good point. Right, I left that out last year. That on Tanya Zesta, the Kava Yasha brings down an inyan of saying, Kapitul Chaf Beis, Lam Tzeich Al Yasa Shacha, and Yeska Bakashi afterwards. That's okay, fine.